Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Press release. Palestine is liberated by armies, not conferences and international law. The time is ripe for peace. Al-Sisi's message from Al-Quds Support Conference. Under his headline, Al-Dastur newspaper wrote on Sunday, February 12, 2023, conveying what it called the messages of the Egyptian president, who said the Palestinian cause is still a priority for Egypt and the Arabs. Directing his speech to the Palestinians, he said, achieving your legitimate ambition to establish your state with East Al-Quds, Jerusalem, as its capital, and we remain supportive of your steadfastness in Al-Quds and all corners of Palestine. Al-Sisi added that he is directing his speech to the Jewish entity, government, and people, and says that the time has come to perpetuate the culture of peace, coexistence, and even integration among the people of the region. For this purpose, we have extended our hands with the Arab Peace Initiative, which guarantees that this will be achieved in accordance with a just and comprehensive context. So let us put it together into practice and turn the page of hope for future generations of Palestinians and Jews alike. He continued, Egypt rewarns of the dire consequences that may result from violating this or attempting to preempt or impose a fait accompli that negatively affects the horizon of final status negotiations between the Palestinian and quote-unquote Israeli sides. This conference aims to marginalize the issue of Palestine and divert the eyes of Muslims from it and reduce it to a conflict between the people of Palestine and the Jews to be solved by international laws and the United Nations, and to try to integrate the deformed entity in the region and reach the normalization of people with it. This idea is a fantasy that is impossible to achieve. The best evidence for this is the people's rejoicing in every disaster that befalls the Jews and every operation by one of the heroes of Palestine in which the wounds of the Jews are deep. Even the football fans who were distanced from Palestine by the rulers chant in the stadiums for Palestine and its people. This is the general feeling among the Ummah that if it found an outlet, it would uproot this entity with its bare hands. We said and repeat, perhaps some learn from repetition, the issue of Palestine is not specific to the people of Palestine only, but rather it is the issue of the entire Ummah in general. Al-Aqsa is the first of the two Qiblas and the third of the two holy mosques. It is the site of Al-Isra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and its liberation, guarding and protection is a duty on the whole Ummah, especially the so-called ring countries, especially Egypt. O sincere ones of the Kinana army, you are the descendants of the great conquerors like Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, may Allah have mercy on him, the conqueror of the Crusaders and the liberator of Al-Aqsa. And it is shameful for you to see Al-Aqsa being desecrated while you are alive. And for one of the tasks entrusted to you by your agent rulers is to protect and guard those who usurped your land, desecrated your sanctities and violated your sanctities. So what shame befalls you when this has become your reality? What is the blood that runs through your veins? Where is your nobility and where is your anger for Allah, His deen, His sharia, and His sanctities? How will you meet Allah Azza wa Jal? And all this is happening to your ummah in front of your eyes while you are silent. Don't you love that Allah forgives you for what you have committed in the past and replaces your bad deeds with good deeds? Isn't your duty to support your deen by uprooting these rulers of harm and establishing the state of Islam, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, that restores your ummah's dignity and liberation, and it moves armies to liberate all its occupied countries, not just Palestine? This is your duty that you will be asked about before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that you are faced with two options, and there is no third. Either to stay in the bliss of your rulers, who will inevitably pass away from salaries, ranks, medals, and privileges that will not avail you anything from Allah, but rather Allah will make them scattered dust, and they will be a curse on you and blackness in your books of deeds. Or you side with your ummah and liberate it from the domination of the colonial kafir West over its resources and wealth, that is by giving the Nusra, material support, to Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, which will restore its Al-Quds, its sanctities, and its entire land. So let no one precede you in that, for you are more deserving of it. O honorable soldiers of the Kinana, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to you, and your Egypt will be Egypt al-Munawwara. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. Our Lord, decide between us and our people in truth, and you are the best of those who give decision. Al-A'raf 89, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.